Karen, good morning. Let's talk about the ruling yesterday in that civil case, the judge ruling Donald Trump and his firm defrauded banks and insurers. What happens next? Is there really going to be activity in the courtroom Monday, or is there going to be a delay?
Well, this is kind of a stunning development because the judge made a ruling that there was fraud as a matter of law, meaning the judge says, I don't even need testimony about these certain allegations. It's clear he made this statement that the assets were worth X, and in fact, they're worth Y. And so it basically took away the ability of Trump to even defend himself because the judge said there's no defense to it. So there will still be a trial, and the trial will be now a lot shorter. There'll be certain allegations that were not ruled upon by the judge. But most importantly, the judge is going to decide what the damages are going to be. What is the fine going to be, and what are the ramifications of this ruling? And, you know, again, the court was very, very adamant that this was fraud and said that the companies now have to dissolve and that Trump and his family cannot no longer hold positions in these companies, and they can no longer perhaps buy real estate and transact business, which is a major ruling.
And how does this affect Trump properties or businesses outside of New York? What about his deal here in Chicago where he manages the building that has his name on it?
I don't think it's going to affect anything outside the state of New York. And here's why. The attorney general brought this lawsuit on behalf of the state. And this has to do with New York corporations doing business in New York. And there's really no jurisdiction over any other properties and any other business concerns outside of New York. Now, if Trump's businesses own properties in Illinois, certainly that will be affected, and they will probably have to dissolve those businesses and then put in a receiver, meaning somebody who's going to run the businesses other than the Trump the family, mm-hmm. Trump and his sons. I guess the daughter has been removed from the lawsuit, so she is still able to do business there, as far as I can see.
There almost certainly will be an appeal now, won't there?
Absolutely. And, you know, when there's a summary judgment, this is what it's called, a summary judgment, there's usually an immediate appeal on that. Now, whether that will delay the trial that's set for October 2nd will remain to be seen. But this is just really a stunning verdict. And again, remember, this is civil and not criminal. Although lying on an application for a loan and lying on insurance documents is actually a crime. So when you apply for a loan and you lie about your assets, and in this case, the court found that he lied by 2,000%. He inflated his net worth by at least $2 billion, which is a lot. This is not just a little fib. This is a big fib. That is a felony to do that. So although this is a civil case, it's still a crime.
But the case that was brought was civil, apparently because the state of New York thought it might be an easier one to prove. Is that it?
Yeah, and the attorney general really, in this case, something can be a civil wrong and a criminal wrong. But she chose this route, I think, because this can, you know, you can use that civil judgment to stop him from doing business, whereas criminal cases, that you either go to jail or you pay a fine or whatever. In this kind of case, the attorney general has the power to ask for remedies like dissolving a company and putting in a receiver and barring someone from doing business. And I think that's what she wanted to do in the civil realm.
Mm-hmm. The wording from the judge was pretty strong. That's kind of unusual, isn't it? Or is it, Karen?
Really strong, and apparently in the courtroom by the onlookers, the judge was pounding on the desk. And, you know, the judge sanctioned the lawyers, I think $7,500 each, for making repetitive arguments. This judge was obviously annoyed, and, you know, listen, this is kind of cut and dry. This is not just like this was a witch hunt or whatever. You have properties. They have a value. I mean, there might be a little bit of difference, you know, by a few thousand dollars or what have you, but you can't lie 2,000%. and get favorable loans and favorable insurance rates and lie. And this judge just had it. And when lawyers make false arguments, you've got to have a basis for your argument. You know, the judge gets very angry. And it is unusual, but I think the judge was prompted by what happened in the courtroom.
We should point out that Donald Trump's lawyer called this a miscarriage of justice, completely disconnected from the facts and governing law. And the statement from the lawyer went on to say the decision seeks to nationalize one of the most successful corporate empires in the United States and seize control of private property, all while acknowledging there is zero evidence of any default, breach, late payment, or any complaint of harm. We'll see what happens now. Before we let you go, Karen, a lot of talk about the 14th Amendment, and this is coming from various states around the country, legal scholars weighing in whether it has any merit. What do you think? And first, explain, I guess, what that is.
Yeah, the 14th Amendment is used for due process and other things, but what's little known is that there's a portion of it that says that it disqualifies anyone from holding office who is engaged in insurrection or rebellion or has given aid and comfort to the enemy. Those are the words. And it's never been used except one time in New Mexico to remove an officer who was supposedly involved in January 6th insurrection. So the question is, can Trump be removed from the ballot because he was involved in insurrection? And so the question is, what is insurrection according to the Constitution? What is providing aid and comfort to the enemies? Did Donald Trump do that? Was he actually involved in it by giving that rabble-rousing speech? So the question is going to be, can he be removed under this little-known provision? And you can be sure that if he is removed, there will be an appeal. Other states will follow suit, and the United States Supreme Court will probably be weighing in on this one.
Yes, and it's a group in Colorado now suing to stop Donald Trump from being on the ballot. Thank you, Karen. We've got a lot on your plate. We're glad we can check in with you here. Have a good day.
All right. Take care, Bob.
You too.